From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics.
I hope they do. I would love to see them take it beyond the Olympics. We have a very good relationship with South Korea. I would love to see it go far beyond the Olympics. Absolutely. And at the appropriate time, we'll get involved.
Those talks set for tomorrow between North and South Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, spoke about tweets Mr. Trump has coming back at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un about having a button on his desk to set off a nuclear attack.
What they know is we're not letting up on the pressure. We're not going to let them go and dramatize the fact that they have a button right on their desk and that they can destroy America. We want to always remind them we can destroy you too. So be very cautious and careful with your words and what you do.
In a New York address, in a New Year's dress, that is, Kim said he had a nuclear button on his office desk and threatened that the whole territory of the U.S. is within the range of a nuclear strike. Iranian Parliament met in closed-door session Sunday to hear reports on the deadly protest in the country, consider economic conditions that spawned the demonstrators. More than 20 have died in those demonstrations. South African Parliament has announced its intention to review the rules to remove the president through impeachment following last year's constitutional court ruling. In Parliament had failed to hold President Jacob Zuma to account for paying back the public funds used for private home security upgrades. Mr. Zuma leaves office next year, has survived a number of no-confidence votes regarding corruption. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and allied militiamen are advancing on the largest remaining rebel-held territory in the country's north, forcing thousands of civilians to flee toward the border with Turkey in what is now freezing winter temperatures. The offensive on Idlib was expected after the defeat of the Islamic State group last year. Last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the main military operation against IS in Syria has ended and signaled that the focus will shift to al-Qaeda-linked militants. We asked University of New South Wales Mideast lecturer Anthony Billingsley about this being the last thing the region needs.
Well, it is, and certainly the last thing the people need, but I don't think the government will be, or the Russians will be concerned by that. Their objective is to regain the territory, and as we've seen elsewhere in the country during the fighting, the government hasn't felt concerned to avoid civilian casualties or at least the movement of refugees. So I don't think the government will be concerned by that at all.
At least 23 people, some of them civilians, killed in a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib on Sunday. No group immediately claiming responsibility for the attack on the capital of Idlib province. Violent clashes involving gunmen, a community police force, and state police killed 11 in the troubled southern state of Guerrero, while a separate series of shootouts left 7 dead in the northern Mexico beach resort of San Jose del Campo. Guerrero has been one of Mexico's most violent states in recent years, home to marijuana, opium, poppy fields, as well as warring organized crime gangs. U.S. Republican Senator Jeff Flake says the United States has found no evidence that American diplomats in Havana were the victims of attacks with an unknown weapon. Flake, a Senate Foreign Relations Committee member and a longtime leading advocate of detente with Cuba, met in Havana with high-ranking Cuban officials.
The Cuban Interior Ministry is saying that the FBI has told them that they have no evidence of an Islamic attack, even though that term is being used, attack. There is no evidence of it. Something happened, we don't know what it was, but there's no evidence that the Cuban government attacked diplomats here.
Washington says 24 U.S. government officials and spouses fell ill in Havana in 2016. The U.S. has withdrawn most of its diplomats from Havana, citing a health risk, and forced many Cuban diplomats to leave Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.